This coming Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs will face off at Super Bowl 57 in South Philly. Big Charlie's Saloon prefers red and gold over green and white. And overwhelming interest in watching the Super Bowl at the bar has led to a decision to keep the lights off during the big game. WHYY's Corey Sharper has more on how Big Charlie's came to be and why its owners are opting to stay closed on Sunday.
In a sea of Kelly green, Big Charlie's Saloon is the bright red corner on 11th and McKean. Inside what's been dubbed Arrowhead East, generations of Kansas City Chiefs fans can be found in the city of brotherly love. Owner Paul Stako has been a Chiefs fan since he was a kid. He says it all started with a bet his father Charlie made.
1970s, Super Bowl IV. He won, and the next day I got a bike. And I had loyalty to the team after that.
Stako inherited the establishment from his dad after he passed in 1983. Originally a pretty normal bar, Stako used the back to watch Chief games with his friends.
It was never supposed to be this way. There's supposed to be five, six, eight of us back here on Sundays doing our thing, watching the game, you know, and it turned out this blew up.
The second you walk in Big Charlie's, you'll find a Lombardi Trophy replica from the Chiefs' Super Bowl 54 victory and an Emmy Award for a documentary shot at the bar in the 2000s. The bar has a charm to it that has caused many South Philly natives to cross into enemy territory. Dennis Schuler, a lifelong Eagles fan, says he passed by the bar every day growing up while riding the bus with his mother. One day, he decided to check it out.
And then I walked in and everybody was just great. You know, so welcoming. After just a couple times coming here, they were like family. That's basically the story of everybody that comes in here.
Over the years, Big Charlie's developed a loyal clientele like Michael Pucci, who stuck with them even during long stretches of losing seasons for the Chiefs.
They were even blacked out in Kansas City, but we used to have a satellite dish and we used to watch the games, but we used to still root, you know, just like it was a, you know, for a victory. And it was a good time.
The Chiefs have really found their footing in the last decade, largely due to the help of former Eagles coach Andy Reid and Pro Bowl quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Manager Laura Sessa says the team's success could be seen at the bar with all the new fans coming in.
So there was a handful of them watching the Chiefs every single week, and then it just grew each year a little more, got recruited more. People heard about it who moved here. They started coming. It was like become a go-home for people.
Big Charlie's had plans to host a Super Bowl gathering this Sunday. However, Stako said demand for the tickets got overwhelming, forcing him to make a tough decision.
We decided that basically we're going to be closed that night.
Stako said he was only expecting about 100 people, but he ended up selling more than triple that with the game still days away. He says he was concerned all the hype and crowds would turn some of his regulars away.
It's a situation where I'm not cutting nobody off. People that had our back, you know, when things wasn't so good. They hit our back. I'm not cutting them down.
Because for Stako, the people that come through his doors, Chiefs fans or not, are like family to him.
Family's everything to me. Yeah, I just want my father to be proud of me, even at this age today. I always think of, you know, what would he be thinking, and if he's looking down on me, which I think he is, you know, if he's proud. I really feel that way because, his values are instilled in me for sure.
Super Bowl 57 kicks off at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, and while the red and gold corner will lie dormant, Stako says Big Charlie's will be open Monday for everyone. Corey Sharper, WHYY News.